tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another ABTV Raw right here on AfterBuzz TV. Johnny LaQuasto and Ty Matthews are out this week, but we have an NX team takeover. I'm Kathy Kelly. Joining me in studio at the table, the hobo.
Running a skeleton crew this week.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You get the best. It's Catherine Kelly and myself, and we have got to be probably some of the best second, third string talent at AfterBuzz. So, you know, you've got an after show.
Putting us over.
Yeah.
Like you do.
I'm so confident in my abilities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Honest.
Deep confidence.
Someone
with the hobo.
Who is confident in his running the ones and twos abilities back there in the booth? Mark Donica.
Nobody told me there were threes.
Oh.
There's
and
no
fours?
Threes.
And fives. Okay.
Six.
We need a second, though.
Yeah.
A moment of silence for John Cena's nose.
He's probably going to be back in surgery.
Ow.
Okay.
Blood, fine. When bones are, like, coming out of places where they shouldn't, like, that was to the side, like, ugh.
Completely over crushed the septum. Just, oh, what a mess.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Now, new surgery is not easy to come back from. I hope he doesn't have to have it, but just looking at it, I'm going, somebody can probably set it, but you're going to need some serious work done.
John Cena does not suck through his nose anymore.
Not air, at least. Not air. Maybe blood. Maybe mucus. Not air.
That was just disgusting.
That is what happens in wrestling. Absolutely anything could happen. The most dangerous thing in the world is this thing that we do.
Yeah, we will talk about that entire match later in the night. But let's kick things off with the first segment. The Authority, Triple H, and Steph come down to the ring with the WWE World Heavyweight Champ, Seth Rollins. And they announce officially that SummerSlam will be 4 hours, just like WrestleMania.
I mean, they say it's the biggest show of the summer, the biggest party of the season, mm-hmm. and now it really feels like it. 4 hours, that's monstrous, monumental.
Yeah, and I mean, SummerSlam's always been one of the top four pay-per-views of the year, but this is really, it's coming in second to WrestleMania.
They really work hard to make SummerSlam seem like a spectacle. Because I'd say the Royal Rumble is arguably a bigger spectacle in itself than SummerSlam. Only because of the Royal Rumble match and the beginning of WrestleMania season. But with all of their adding to SummerSlam, and this year especially, it being in Brooklyn, them having to establish it, I don't remember where I am right now, having to establish that it's there and adding so much extra effort to make it feel special, and they're succeeding in doing just that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will be there.
We will! Won't we?
NXT TakeOver
yes.
Brooklyn is going to be there, too. It's going to be a lot of wrestling in a very short amount of time.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
No sleep in Brooklyn.
Or maybe after on the voyage back here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? We're going to be doing live gimmicks all on the plane.
Can we do that?
No.
Some of them have Wi-Fi.
I guess.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or they'll just be live shows on the, like, the house show version of a podcast.
Yeah,
it's just us talking on a plane.
Right. Not recorded.
Yes. Anyways, they also officially announced that the main event will be Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. So
that's actually the main event. It actually surpassed the World Heavyweight WWE Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Is it warranted? Is that too far?
I mean, honestly, I think at this point, a lot of people are very excited for that match to happen. Like they said, it's 17 months in the making. If Seth Rollins had won the U.S. title tonight as well, I think that would have overshadowed a little bit that match.
But it's just so hot right now that it's just automatically slated to be the actual main event.
They know that's going to sell tickets. They do.
I mean, you can't deny its draw.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a real, real hot draw. Everybody wants to see it. What arguably going to be one of Undertaker's last matches.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks so good right now.
Yeah.
I am looking very forward to seeing that match.
I think it'll be a good one. Triple H then announces the rest of the night's matches for Raw. He said, tonight there are a lot of firsts. They're going to do The Big Show versus Dean Ambrose, Paige versus Sasha Banks, Kevin Owens against Randy Orton, Alicia Fox and Nikki Bella against Becky Lynch and Charlotte. So basically laying out the entire card at the top of the show.
Listening to that list, though, the women's matches got me most excited. I mean,
two Divas matches in one night.
Yes.
And they were both great.
Oh, the great matches. Great talent. About time.
Mm-hmm. I almost feel like I don't know what to do with myself because this is something that we've wanted for so long and now we have it. And I'm like, this is great.
I feel the crowd
Don't take it away. What are you, like, I'm worried almost.
The crowd's in the same boat. They sort of don't know what to do yet. Mm-hmm. It's unusual. This is not your women's match that you've had for the last X amount of years. This is something that people want to actually stick around for. Now they just have to, you know, find...
Take their bathroom breaks at a different time.
Exactly. Oh, no! I have to pee right now.
I hate that joke, though.
And unfortunately, it's an actual fact. It's not even a joke. It's a punchline, but it's not a joke. You know what I mean?
It's not a joke to me.
It's not a joke to anybody. Anybody with talent, anybody who's in this business, it just hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts. It stings to be considered a low point in the evening that someone would rather spend their time staring at porcelain. It's not a plus.
Yeah. Rollins talks first as well. He gets a ton of boos, and he says that he's going to go down as one of, if not the greatest, WWE World Heavyweight Champion of all time.
I almost can't disagree, but truly the question is, great for what? For what is he great? Running away? Double crosses? Really limited defenses? Looking incredibly weak. He's great at all these things. He will definitely go down in history as one of the greats, just for those characteristics alone.
Yeah. Cena comes out and he says, tonight, for the first time ever, we need to see if Rollins can become a man. I want a match tonight. Him versus Seth for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Rollins says, for the first time ever, everyone wants you to shut the hell up, John. And then the Authority announces that, well, they would like that. They don't think that Cena's deserved that yet. He's not deserving. So they announce that there will be a match, Rollins versus Cena, tonight, but it will be for the U.S. Championship.
Perfect. Just what we need. I mean, it's...
I was shocked, surprised, but happy about it.
It is a little shocking, and it was mentioned at some point during the evening that really, John Cena has everything to lose in that particular match and stipulation.
Rollins has nothing to lose.
Absolutely nothing. He lost a match, so what? He could absolutely hold on to that championship, and if he won, win an additional championship, making him the top dog in the entire company.
Yeah. Mark, I know you're on chat roll duty, so anything going
We're at a bit of a delay, so we haven't got caught up to the part of the show. Everybody's just saying Cupcake is best for business.
Well, you guys at home, thanks for watching live if you are on YouTube. Or if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag ABTV. Oh my gosh. ABTV Raw.
What a slip up, though, huh?
ABTV Force of Habit.
Yeah. And we have a chat roll up on YouTube, so check it out there. Doing too many things at once. Can't really be in the chat role, but
don't worry, I will be.
So, yeah.
We're delegating. Why do you have like a weird radio voice?
Anytime I'm behind the booth, it just happens. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we have our next contestant on The Price is Right?
Come on down.
Fandango versus Adrian Neville.
Wait.
No,
Big Show and Dean Ambrose.
I'm just jumping around. Ambrose versus The Big Show, one of the first of tonight. Show rips Ambrose's shirt, goes for the chop, but not able to.
Big hand.
Yeah.
Big hand.
Saw him in person at the house shows, and he was even larger than you can imagine.
I met him once. He's a nice man. Grizzly bear man. I don't know where he gets his suits. Where does he live? Does he live in the woods? I imagine he dwells in caves when he's not on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oversized doorways and stuff in his house or cave.
Small birds shave his head for him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Ambrose flying through the ropes at one point, and Show just punches him.
And Ambrose got nowhere to go from there but down, just flat, knocked out. Ugh.
Show wins via countout, and post-match, Ambrose is just struggling to get up, looks completely beat, and then when he finally does, Big Show turns around, about to go after him, but Ambrose moves just in time. Show goes through the barricade.
Like it were toys. I don't think that, do they screw things together? It's just like IKEA furniture is running into it.
Lillian Garcia got out just in time, too.
If I were her, I wouldn't. Just being in that position, looking at Dean Ambrose, looking at Big Show, she has to know what's coming. Move! Even before it gets there, it's like, I don't feel right about this. I gotta move over here.
But then it gives it away.
No, it's just her being scared.
Yeah.
If nothing happened, that's great. But she's out of the line of fire.
Yeah. What about that other guy behind the barricade? Didn't get out in time?
Well, I'm sure they'll send flowers to his family. Yeah. A wreath, perhaps.
He will be missed.
Something tasteful.
Okay, now Fandango versus Adrian Neville. This match... pretty quick red arrow to Fandango.
Very quick. Back and forth. We were first wondering if Fandango was going to, you know, play the part of the face of the heel. But it was ended up being a very very physical contest. But they were very well matched. Fandango really not pulling any cheap shots or anything like that. Kept it very, very sound, very technical, very fast-paced. And Adrian Neville was a better man tonight.
Yeah. And it's really hard to build a feud or do anything, I guess, with Neville right now, since for months we've been talking about this whole Stardust Neville thing that could potentially happen at TakeOver or SummerSlam. I don't even know what's wrong with me today. NXT on the brain.
Damn right.
100% of the time.
Like it should be a different time outside. There are the windows here. Like, this is strange.
Yes. Very bizarre. It's even weirder having the three of us here.
Yep.
That just
I'm sure Hobo
sure
isn't helping either.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Where'd you get that one from?
I got it from a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You gave it to me.
So, how are you feeling about how Adrian Neville has been booked since going up to the main roster?
His work speaks for itself. It's very flashy. It's very easy for him to gain popularity.
Yeah.
I would just rather see him in a field that was a little bit easier to be seen, because we've got him versus Stardust. We didn't see Stardust tonight except on the Tron afterwards in a promo, but there's this Stephen Amell angle.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen Stephen Amell, so it's hard to add him into this whole thing.
Actually, they still had a bunch of tweets, and is
not just
you were
tweets. There was actually a video posted on the WWE Facebook of Stephen Amell wondering why so many wrestlers are talking about him when he's just trying to do his job.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why that wasn't actually included on Raw. Tonight.
I was just going to say that should be.
It was actually really interesting. It's very personal. It's almost like a vlog style. I recommend everybody watch it.
So it's kind of distancing, but at least referencing, possibly alluding.
Yeah, it was definitely shot for WWE, even though it was like on his FaceTime or his Yeah.
Well, he's probably on set somewhere.
Yeah, probably busy guy.
Would you want to see? I mean, we've seen some women do it, Maria Menounos included, get in the ring. Would you potentially want to see Stephen Amell get in the ring or some other actor if that was a possibility?
Yeah, I would. It would add a layer of just sort of respect for this person. They step into my business for a moment. Yeah. And they really learn to respect it. But it's so rare to see an actor or some sort of personality like that actually have a full match.
I feel like there's that challenge of guys that are booking things consistently, acting-wise, they don't want to slow down that momentum or potentially hurt themselves, but I think it would be really cool, too.
I can't imagine what the insurance is, but it's got to be high as well. There's just so many possibilities and so many angles that you have to consider when you bring an outside talent like this with so much demand on them into the fray, so to speak. And I don't know. I just hope whatever it is, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And at least well executed. Even if it's a Hugh Jackman Wolverine punch, you know, that was well placed. It seemed like he's given right hands before seeing a. He is a large Australian who sings and dances for a living. Yeah, I imagine he's had a few fights.
Both Mark Wahlberg and Joe Manganiello were at the house show this weekend in L.A., which was pretty cool to see. Joe Manganiello and Kevin Owens got in a little bit of an altercation.
Yeah.
I would love to see him get in the ring.
Joe Manganiello?
Yeah.
He's in great shape.
Yeah.
He could train with Nash.
He was at PWG, too.
Yes, he was.
So, post-match, Stardust comes on the screen, as you mentioned, talks a lot of nonsense about how superheroes and stuff. Then he says, there's nothing that Neville can do to stop him. This seems like it's definitely going down.
I think this is a lot of Stardust feeling the role of the villain. You know, it's not something that he's necessarily being placed in, but everyone's saying that Neville is so much of a hero, he almost is falling back into the position of, I'm an evil villain now. I am this great force in the universe that must take over and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even something he wants so much as he feels compelled to do. And that character seems very compelled a lot of times.
Yeah. So, after this, we have Paige giving a pep talk to the girls backstage. She's there with Charlotte and Becky Lynch. Paige says, Viva la Divas Revolucion, and we are effecting change at every turn. Sasha Banks and the bad crew come in. And Sasha says, did you really just take credit for the Divas Revolution? This was all Stephanie McMahon. Naomi then says, the revolution is all about Team Bad. Charlotte woos in Sasha's face. Becky says Sasha's bad attitude is not what the Divas Revolution is about. And Charlotte then closes it out by saying, if Naomi and Tamina get involved in tonight's match, it is gonna get ugly.
There it is.
Yep.
I think it was... You liked it. I know you mentioned to me that this was actually... This felt very natural.
It just... In the past, when we've seen so many divas in the back, it's super catty, and it's either them throwing milk or something at each other, or, you know, like, pulling each other by the hair. There's something just catty about it, and this is pure fight, which I like.
Yeah.
So much more.
It's serious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next match, we have Sasha Banks versus Paige. What do you think of, I got a tweet about this, someone didn't like the double drop kick that happened. I liked it.
what was exactly what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Both of them had the same idea at the same time.
Found Stare down right after.
Absolutely. It was, and they were fairly even in the matchup to that point. Even the lockup just kept going back and forth. Neither one of them actually able to gain an edge or an advantage up to that point. This match was very much the establishment of two equals.
Well, it was, WWE even promoted it as the first NXT Women's Champ, Paige, versus the current NXT Women's Champ, Sasha Banks. So that's a big deal.
It is.
Not many women have had that title.
No. A count of three. That's
it. I think as a fan, whether you're a fan of NXT or just the main roster talent, you can see that they're very evenly matched.
They are. They definitely are.
And I would love to see more from both of them together.
I think we'll get the opportunity. Yeah. I think we're lucky enough now to see this evolve.
Yeah.
This was the first match of, I think, many.
Sasha Banks even brought out a little bit of lucha style.
A little bit. A little arm drag. Cool. Jumping up to the top rope there. Yeah.
Team Bella was watching this entire match backstage, even went into commercial, which is not something you often see in Divas matches. Other girls get in an argument ringside, so the ref threw them out while they were on break, and then Sasha ends up winning this entire thing with the bank statement.
It was definitely something that was great to see.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see it again. There was a lot going on here. Even during the break, I'm kind of disappointed the break happened when it did, because I would have liked to see that brawl. At one point, we saw Paige dive off the top onto Team Bad. This was just a roller coaster, highs and lows. It really took your emotions with you.
It seems like from all of the women's matches that we've had lately, they're definitely trying to prove that they're worthy of this extra time, too.
Yeah. You have to work hard. If you're given something, you have to utilize it to the best of your ability, or you may not get it again. And I think that these girls know their backs are against the wall.
Mm-hmm. After this, Renee Young interviews Seth Rollins backstage. She asks, you can potentially walk out of Raw as the U.S. and WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So what are your thoughts on this? Seth makes Renee answer a series of questions and then says Cena only defends his title against whoever is left after Rollins defeats them. And Rollins says he's seen enough.
Boo.
Seriously, he is such a little cretin. It's the worst.
Isn't that the best kind of heel, though? Somebody that you hate?
Somebody that's so easy to hate. He says that he defends his title on a monthly basis against the best of the best, where John Cena is absolutely defending it every single week. And really putting his health on the line. If you wrestle every single week against some of the best up-and-coming competitors, who knows what can happen? And tonight, we saw that firsthand.
Yeah. After this, Rusev and Summer walk to the ring. Rusev calls Summer hot and obedient. That is what he looks for in a significant other.
Those Eastern European men, they really love their hot and obedient.
Mm-hmm. Rusev wants to treat her well since she's been so good to him. He gives her a puppy. And that dog was so scared.
I would be freaking out if I was kept in a dark box and then brought out where there are hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
I would freak out.
Rusev says since the dog is neutered, they should name him Dog Ziggler.
Ho, 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 ho.
Then he gives the dog back and gives her a fish without a head.
In a box.
In a box.
Not on ice.
And calls it Lana.
Because she's a cold fish. Ho, 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 ho.
Lana comes out, calls Summer a wannabe pathetic Lana, and then ends up wiping Summer's face with the fish. Which, yeah.
Yep.
That happened.
It's good for your pores. The fish scales scrub away dead skin. It's very big now.
It doesn't look like Summer's face actually got in the fish, though.
Sometimes you just gotta bite the fish.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Sleep with the fishes?
That's different. Getting murdered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just gotta bite the fish.
Don't murder people.
Don't murder.
But I'm really curious to see Lana wrestle. I mean, that's what it looks like it's building to.
She had whether it's mixed convincing
yeah.
armbar.
Yeah, I think that'll be really cool to see.
We're building. We're getting there. Lana's willing to just shoot off her shoes at any moment and start, you know, tackling people. I think we're going to get somewhere. Somebody's going to get hurt.
After this, we have the Lucha match. Lucha Dragons versus Los Matadores. Primetime players are on commentary. Titus is just saying ridiculous stuff, and Darren Young is laughing and smiling quietly.
They're just goofy guys. Just yeah. A couple of goofy guys.
You mentioned it looked like one of the guys hurt his head. This is Cabeza.
Yeah, he did. He went for a kind of a blind turn into an over neck breaker, but he didn't quite get a good grip, and as a consequence, he didn't get the proper rotation. Kind of landed on the back of his head. Not the best. He wasn't quite as sharp after that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it actually really did hurt him, and he was kind of guarded after that.
Sin Cara did a powerbomb.
He did.
And the air that Kalisto got at one point was ridiculous. I don't know if that was the camera angle or he just went higher than normal.
He committed. That's sort of the amazing part. When he does a springboard like that, it's just he jumps and he just stays like a flying squirrel. And then he lands.
Suspended in midair for a second.
Really? Just the hang time is crazy.
New Day interrupts, skip and hop their way to the ring, and they have a sign over Kofi, Real Mega Dad of the Year.
Looks like Kofi's the new Fun Dad.
Oh.
And Johnny's not here to rebut.
Oh.
Rebut.
Yeah. The Lucha Dragons end up picking up the win, and it makes me kind of curious to see where the tag team division is going.
The Matadors beat the Primetime Players, and now the Lucha Dragons beat the Matadors. It's kind of a very turbulent time right now.
We don't know who is at the top of the
Clearly tag team. Nobody is really at the top.
Well, arguably the Primetime Players.
I mean, other than the champions.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yep. Nope. Are the Wyatts going to get a new member, too?
Maybe.
Luke Harper recently has gone back to the dark side. Bray comes out, and we haven't seen the full entrance in a while.
No.
But they give him the full entrance, and that's something we've talked about before. It's so cool when you're at a show. I don't think it properly is conveyed on television, just that feeling that you get when the lights are out, everyone's phone light is on.
I don't know if I still feel it when I see it on TV. I feel it, but I don't know if it's my memory.
Oh, I got the chills when we were there.
Sense memory. It's truly an absolutely iconic entrance.
Bray tells the audience that their mommies and daddies don't love them because they haven't told them the truth. Luke Harper was a damaged man. He fixed him like you'd fix a broken toy, and he learned his own truth. Harper then says he didn't know his purpose in life, and Bray says he will seal Roman Reigns' fate. We're here. Follow the buzzard.
Bray Wyatt really sort of practiced what he preached. If you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it was meant to be. And that was very much this whole relationship with Luke Harper. It wasn't one of those breakdowns in communication where one ended up fighting the other for some sort of supremacy. It was just one of those moments of be free now.
Do you think that they broke him up too soon, the Wyatt family?
No. I think it was good to explore other things, but now it's good that you can come back together. It's good when you don't have that messy break.
Yeah.
Because you can always come back together at any time.
Well, I mean, prior to the break, fans were saying that they didn't think that Rowan or Harper could go out on their own, and they proved that they could.
True.
So I think that fans now, I know for speaking personally, that I have more respect for those guys, and hopefully they'll be a better team now that they're back together.
Absolutely. Now, I knew Harper could, just because I know his background. Mm-hmm. But Rowan, I was happy to see that he was better adept at holding his own than I gave him credit for in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think their time apart solidified that they're able to really, really work. And their time together will serve to prove that they can work as a cohesive unit.
Yeah. After this, we get the second Divas match of the night. Becky and Charlotte versus Nikki and Alicia Fox.
You know what? They wanted to hear it.
Even with LaCosta not here.
They actually wanted to hear your impression.
Oh. I'm not going to make fun of a girl.
Bless your heart.
So.
That's weird.
Why?
Because that's like normal, isn't it?
Make fun of a girl?
Girls making fun of girls.
I don't want to do that.
Why?
Because I have respect for other women?
You don't seem so sure about that statement.
No, I am. I just
She's
don't...
wondering what your game is.
Yeah.
I'm just playing
Are you trying to pit
right
me against
now.
Them?
I'm asking the questions, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to see
Although
what
I probably
out.
Have made fun of other girls in the past. I just don't want to anymore.
You don't
want to
be Caddy Kelly?
No. Don't want to. Alicia Fox's Northern Light suplex in this was ridiculous.
That was some of the most beautiful. Was she a dancer?
I don't know. I think it's her long legs, too.
But also, that Northern Light suplex, she does that a lot because she knows that she's
good
at it. Exactly.
The perfect bridge.
Perfect bridge. Perfect. Right on those toes. That's why she's a dancer. She's 100% on her toes like a ballerina. Mm. Oh,
I want to see a one-on-one match, Alicia Fox versus Charlotte again.
Yeah.
That'd
be great. A couple of leggy women slugging it out. Mm-hmm. They don't mind bringing it to each other, either.
No.
No.
And that's... I think Alicia has really proved herself as one of the main roster girls that can bring it.
Yes. Yes. I think she's really worked hard to prove that she's something above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something that she gets overlooked for time and again. At least she doesn't get the television time.
Yeah.
Then I think that perhaps she's due.
All of the main roster girls have really been putting over the new NXT girls that have come in. Fox ends up tapping out to Becky's armbar.
Yeah.
And Becky and Charlotte get the win.
It was definitely a statement to Nikki as current champion. This is what we are capable of doing.
So watch out.
Absolutely. Watch your back.
It looks like people in chat really like Alicia Fox as well. Andrea Beeler says Foxy's awesome.
She is.
Yeah. More NXT talent. KO versus RKO.
Yep.
What'd you think?
Hard to take notes on. Just because of that.
Sheamus was on commentary. I want your thoughts first.
It didn't feel good. As good as it could be.
I think that they both... The crowd was so excited when Triple H and Stephanie originally announced this match, and it just seemed like during the match they were a little bit uncomfortable with each other.
There's a lack of familiarity. Some people you don't just naturally gel with. Some people you gotta get used to the way they work and their style. And I think Randy Orton's style doesn't necessarily fit what Owens is used to, you know? Orton is a guy who doesn't necessarily fit the mold of the good guy. He has no problem taking cheap shots and
the
going
to the outside.
The crowd
is chanting for him, though.
Right. I think they like that sort of thing. They can respect it. They can relate to it. A guy who doesn't take any guff. Plus, Kevin Owens is completely detestable. This is just a terrible human being that nobody likes.
Huge moment for him this weekend, though. It was just a year ago that he had his final PWG match, and he did a house show in L.A.
Yep.
Against John Cena.
It's
main event of the house show. Went through two tables stacked up on each other.
I can't imagine how it feels to be him. It's got to be really, really amazing. But at the same time, it's got to be completely different because he was on top. And PWG, pretty much everywhere else. Kevin Steen at the time was the man.
He's on top now still.
Not exactly. Okay. I mean, he was the champ. Really, at ROH, PWG, the man was the champion. Now he's having to really scratch and claw and prove that he deserves to be where he is.
So, you're saying he was a big fish in a small pond before, and now it's...
Without saying that, yeah, it's exactly what I said.
Same size fish, but in a ocean.
Well, not even. The fish are so much bigger where he is. I mean, literally, pound for pound, the guys in WWE are bigger than the majority of guys everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Winner, I guess, unofficially, Orton via DQ. All hell broke loose halfway through this match. Cesaro comes out, Sheamus gets in the ring, everyone's just going at each other.
It was,
That was interesting,
Madeline,
at least.
Mayhem. Yeah, so I guess it's Cesaro and Owens is going to be a thing, arguably, and then maybe Orton and Sheamus still?
I don't know why. I still want to see one more match, Cena versus Kevin Owens.
I don't know.
Didn't you at the live show?
I know, but I want to see one more pay-per-view match with them.
But I don't...
It wasn't getting old to me for whatever reason. And usually they do when you have that many matches with the same guys. But this was still... I could have had three more.
Always leave them wanting more. We can revisit this at another time. But right now, the story has reached its conclusion. And maybe we'll find another one here pretty soon. But for right now, we are where we are. And I think Owens and Cesaro is a great place to be. Orton and Sheamus, however, I don't know. That seems to just keep going and going, but doesn't necessarily seem to get anywhere.
Yeah. Backstage, Renee interviews Cena. And Cena says it's time to put up or shut up against Rollins. And over the last 3 months, he's had over a dozen title defenses, but this is arguably the most important one.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Cena himself...
He has the same to lose, though.
True.
Right?
I mean, Cena's a decorated champion. And I feel where he is right now with the U.S. Championship, he's looking at a champion where he used to be, and he's sort of judging him on the same scale that he would judge himself, and he finds Rollins really wanting. He's not the caliber of champion that John Cena was, according to John Cena. So he really wants to test him, really wants to see if he can beat him.
Yeah. This match, Rollins versus Cena... I mean, we already talked about the nose, but what else do you want to...
It was a little slower in pace than I thought it would be. It was a championship match, really, from only one side. I would have preferred to see Cena on top a little bit more, because Cena was the one who had something to lose, whereas Rollins really didn't at all. So if Rollins just kept escaping, that would have, I think, worked better than Rollins trying to prove something against Cena, where he necessarily doesn't have anything to prove.
Yeah. Well, I kind of thought going into this with... the title on the line, and them saying at the very top of the show that Cena has to prove himself until he can get that WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, that if he won tonight, they would let him have that.
Well, there's some good news and some bad news. He did win tonight.
Yes.
He won right square in the middle of that ring, made Rollins
after
step out.
His nose was completely broken, blood everywhere, suplexes, everything.
I mean,
finished the match, and it was intense.
He ignored the doctor. When he was in the corner, you saw a stream of blood coming from his nose to that canvas. The doctor rushed over to see if there was anything that he could do. John just got up and started swinging.
This is one of those nights.
I'm going nowhere.
One of those matches where I think at least several people who chant Cena sucks have changed their mind.
Everybody was on their feet by the end of it. Everybody felt that they had seen something special because blood had been drawn. Let me tell you, in old school wrestling,
fans love blood.
That meant it, man.
Yeah.
Fans love blood, but I think blood is a special, special thing. Because when it's drawn, it has to be meaningful. Blood was drawn tonight, and it couldn't have meant any more.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about from this match?
You mentioned that the fans have changed, some of the fans in the arena have. It was a very iconic moment of Cena rising above hate. But he had a chance to really thank the crowd because they gave him their respect. At least that crowd in Oklahoma gave him his props for finishing that match with a clearly broken nose. Grossly broken nose.
I would love to see the video, actually. I hope they post a video of them setting it.
No.
Maybe afterwards.
No. I'm probably going to have to learn how to do that at some point for myself or a fellow colleague. Yeah. You never know.
My mom always talks about she played basketball in high school and she broke her nose during a match and she had to get it set. And then the day she comes back to school, she didn't want to wear the bandage that they put over it because she thought that everyone would think that she got a nose job because it was New York. I don't know. It happens. But her boyfriend came up to her and was like, "Oh, you have such a cute nose," and like wiggles it, and it broke again, and she had to go to the doctor and get it set a second time.
That sounds awful.
Yep.
Really quickly, the chat can't stop talking about it. I figure since we have a couple of minutes left over before the end of the show, they want a quick statement about the Hulk Hogan issue.
The only statement that I feel that we are in any place to give is that we will refrain from giving a statement at this time. Thank you.
I wish that he would stop tweeting. I think that that's only digging himself into a bigger hole.
I don't think this is the end of Hulk Hogan, but this is certainly a shot to his credibility as a
public figure.
I would say this is the end of his relationship with WWE.
For now. He'll be back.
I say, if anything, he probably won't be back while he's still alive. Maybe after that, there might be a chance to be like, well, let's look at the good part of this guy. But as for right now,
At the house show, Axel wrestled and he had no mustache. That was shaved the second that they could. So that gimmick, I don't think is happening anymore.
What if he shaves his head and starts doing a Stone Cold? That would be cool. Why not?
We'll see. But it'll also be interesting to see what they do with Tough Enough now.
The rumor is Bret Hart, but for right now,
I heard Bret Hart or Ric Flair.
Ric Flair would be a good choice, but I believe we're going to leave that to our Tough Enough hosts on tomorrow night's Tough Enough After Show, which you can watch right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Well, they'll know exactly what's going on.
Well, what the crap, Kathy? I was trying to do a damn plug.
I was just wondering. We have one final thing that we want to share with you guys. If you haven't seen it already, Eva Marie was in AfterBuzz's studio. I was talking about how she's been training with Brian Kendrick, her time on Total Divas, and we have a clip exclusively for the Raw After Show about Brian Kendrick. Or William Regal. Which one was it?
Kendrick.
This was Kendrick.
Okay.
Hi, it's Eva Marie, and when someone mentions anything about me training with Brian Kendrick, I think the first thing that pops into my head is, well, two. One, Spanky, because he was a former WWE superstar, and two is his finisher, Sliced Bread Number Two, or the Brian Kendrick. So those are the two things that pop into my head.
He's memorable to say the least. Brian Kendrick is somebody who will always live in people's memories. A man of let's say smaller stature, but really larger than life character.
And he's been in our studio before.
Yes.
Talking wrestling. So it would be cool to maybe get him back. I forget who said this on Twitter as well, but they said that Eva Marie's finisher should be Sliced Red.
Yep, Sliced Red Number Two. Yeah.
That was our very own fellow engineer, James Frank, Eva was in the studio, said Sliced Red Number Two, and I believe it is now known as such.
What?
Hey, you can't ignore a good idea.
She was asking for, I guess people have been tweeting videos of her at the NXT shows recently and all of her moves there. And she's been asking people on Twitter what she thinks she should call them.
Really?
The moves, yeah.
That's actually a pretty good way of creating
engaging fans, and yeah,
positive engagement with fans. That's pretty good.
So is she a heel? Is she a face? I don't know what she is.
I had to say face. I'm just glad to see that she's doing house shows.
Yeah.
Very unusual. I mean, arguably unusual. But it shows that she's out there. She's doing it. She's committed. She's going all out, and I appreciate that.
I think it's because they don't want fans to, or they don't want to give them more reasons to dislike her. So she is now, she's saying, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go all in. And that means going down to NXT, not just wrestling the tape shows, but also the house shows, getting as much experience as she can, and then finally making her way back to the main roster.
I mean, you can say one thing on television and do another, because television is television. But
the fans would know.
Absolutely. But it shows that she actually means what she says. She's putting her words on the line.
And that is huge for the NXT brand as well, because that just brings them, I don't know if it brings them more clout, but it definitely brings them more eyes and ears, because now you have more Total Divas fans, knowing about the product, more people who maybe just watch main roster stuff,
could create more fans potentially that way. Somebody who watches Total Divas and only the main roster, who doesn't actually know what it's like outside of that. So now they're actually watching a program that revolves around a lot more in-ring content.
Yes.
Let's see.
So, I think that wraps up our Raw recap for today.
About it, I guess.
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can follow us on the social medias. Where can they find you?
At your Hobo on Twitter. ProWrestlingTees.com/Hobo. You can get my shirt and other places and things and stuff. Go to SoapboxCarTV.Spreadshirt.com and get one of those shirts.
What a wonderful plug, Hobo, because we just put on a brand new shirt that's in the Kill Owen, Kill Steen Kill style that is a hug Bailey hug. Do that and also hit up our NXT merchandise. Help us out. We're trying to get to New York any way that we can, other than thumbing it Hobo's way. How about you, Kathy?
I was going to ask you, where can they find you on social media, Mark Donica?
You can find me on Twitter, at SoapboxMark, at The Gimmick Pod. And if you're a fan of Star Wars, stay tuned to Popcorn Talk Network. There's going to be an announcement about what the future of that show is going to be. Ooh. And I'm very excited to hear what that's going to be, and you should too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for engineering tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly, on Instagram at Kathy Kelly, here doing NXT on Thursday. The NXT team will all be here in studio.
Chill.
You can follow all of us here at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and Instagram. Johnny and Ty will be back eventually if they haven't turned into robots.
They'll be robots. Or we'll clone them. We'll clone them.
2K16?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
We didn't talk about the Terminator thing,
no,
did we?
No, but it was
yeah,
so cool.
Idiots. It was great.
We will see you again next Monday. Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.